Australia today. I will say Chris and I were right last week. Dan, wrong. My brother, very wrong. Hope he's listening.
Chris. 2-1 U.S. 2-1.
Okay.
You know, the U.S. has had a really tough time keeping a clean sheet, and I think I'm going to say they do it today. I'm going to go the same score prediction I said last week, 2-0.
Malachi?
Sorry. I'm going to go, this one is going to be 3-1 U.S.
Whoa.
And then we did have a text from Bianca that I want to get to as well, since she's been dedicated. And she laughed that we called them Bianca's team. but she said, Albi Celeste forever. There we go, which I believe is the what
the blue and white, the
blue and whites, their team name. Let us know who you're rooting for. Let us know your questions, what games you are looking for. We'd love to hear from you. 218-326-1234. Football is life every Friday. Hopefully I'll be reporting from a different country next week. And thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming on. Chris, have a blast. Enjoy our neighbors to the north. Don't make us look bad. Be better than Alexi Lalas.
That's easy.
Well, as far as from Alexi Lalas as can be. So absolutely. Go USA to though.
All righty. See you guys.
Thanks Peace a lot. Out. Bianca there is also saying her team, Argentina, did an incredible job. They do not rely on their superstar, ahem, Portugal. They play together.
Okay, and we did hear from Brother Liam, who is my brother. He says 1-1 draw today. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Time for Headwaters, Malachi Coons.
Lavender tea and kindness. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on. You don't know how beautiful you are. Rivers of adrenaline. You just need an ocean to run into, to comfort you. Just let me give my arms around you. What's it gonna take to help you sleep at night? What's it gonna take to steal your cry? They could never hear you, not the way I do. Tell it on the mountain, the mama sing that song again. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on.
stands out on the highway, right? Like a creature from another time. Yo, check this out. See, it inspires the baby's questions. What's that? For their mothers as they ride. But no one thinks about the babies. Whoa. How they will survive.
Get over. back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. You know they killed my sister and my brother, and the whole world let them peoples go down there free. I never will love Alabama. Alabama seemed to never have love for me. I never will love Alabama. Alabama seemed to never have love for me. Oh God, I wish you would rise up one day, lead my peoples to the land of peace. My brother was taken up for my mother, and a police officer shot him down. My brother was taken up for my mother, and a police officer shot him down. I can't help but to sit down and cry sometimes. Think about how my poor brother lost his life. People behind a barbed wire fence. Now you're trying to take my freedom away from me.
J.B. Lenoir here on KAXE, celebrating Juneteenth on Headwaters this Friday morning. Lenoir, Chicago blues artist and one of the great, more political blues songwriters and bluesmen of that era, wrote a lot of cool songs. When you get some time, check out his Eisenhower Blues, which was a very much controversial tune that lots of labels and the government shut down, but always spoke his mind. J.B. Lenoir. We had Brian Jackson's new tribute to his own work with the legend Gil Scott-Heron. Before that, we almost lost Detroit, but Gil and Brian not going to let that happen. And Black Lavender, a new song released just today from Allison Russell and Brittany Spencer. It's going to be out later this year on her album In the Hour of Chaos. It is June 19th, celebrating the day that news of the Emancipation Proclamation reached its people who had 2 years and some days later still not known about it in Texas. And celebrating today, there are events in Virginia. VEMA is hosting an event today, which definitely some things to check out around the region. Theirs is beginning in just a couple of hours here, 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock today in downtown Virginia. Free food, music, family activities, and resources on the 500 block of Chestnut Street. And we've got some rain moving through the area, but don't let that keep you from getting out and supporting. Also, the Beltrami County Historical Society is hosting a Juneteenth event today in Bemidji. And we'll give you some more information on that as well. I'd love to hear from you. Send in your events if things are going on in your area. Ways people can celebrate to 218-326-1234. And we'll be playing all songs of freedom or of the need for freedom here on Headwaters this morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Malachi Coons. KEXC receives support from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. And from Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. More information at oakhillseniors.com. Rain 53 in Bemidji right now. Showers in the area in Aiken. It is up near 60. Mostly cloudy 62 in Hibbing. Rain in Grand Rapids 57. The same in Brainerd. Cloudy 54 in Bagley. Rain and thunderstorms expected today. Highs in the upper 60s. Then for our weekend, sunny for Saturday and for Sunday. Highs in the low 70s this weekend in northern Minnesota. Another artist just putting out a new song that is perfect for Juneteenth is the return of Daniel Ponder. Just been wondering when we would see some new music from Ponder. Just announced a new album with an absolute banger of a new single. Here is Power on KAXE.
Streets of Kampala, there's a calling for the sons and the daughters. Black power on the surface of the moon, black power in Jesus' tomb. Breaking bread, Cali greens with my suya. Feast up and praise the Lord, hallelujah. I come from the beginning of sound and time. We don't have the same God, my people could fly. It's just that ancestral coolness pulling up and
dark each night without a light in the bend of dark arms, safe from trauma, grief, and strife. Black is the color of real jungle fever in Belize, Tanzania, or Papua New Guinea. Sweaty black bodies swinging wildly, uninhibited, unashamed, unabashedly free. Black is the color of the Atlantic floor, the complexion of the sky god directly north. It is a sunset horizon disappearing into Ontario Lake. Black is block party speakers blasting black bass beats over nodding nappy heads, carnival drums swirling black rhythms around hips, and barefoot souls stained deep in shades of red. Black is the color. Black is the color of love.
imagination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
Somebody to help them fly. Sometimes you can pick
Ruthie Foster on KAXC, the legend who just won her first Grammy with her last album for Best Contemporary Blues Album, which was a surprise to me. And in the release of that song right there called Thank You, the first single from her next album, Just Say Yes, she talked about people in the blues world still kind of looking at her as a phony, maybe because she made some folk music back in the day. But she was saying, still to this day, having to kind of silence doubters. That's what that song is all about, making them feel your fire. It is a great tune here for our Juneteenth Headwaters on KAXC. Of course, you got to move on up with Curtis Mayfield, Alabama Shakes talking about the American dream, and Daniel Ponder's Power. That is a heck of a tune. Reminds me a little bit of some Black Pumas with the way it's kind of that rock soul production style. And going to be more from Daniel Ponder later on this year. It's 9:30. You're listening to People Powered Radio. Headwaters, your source for great tunes. It's every weekday from 9 to 11, except for on Fridays when we mix in an hour of a deep dive into the Minnesota music scene. You will hear Minnesota Mixtape, a show I produce, coming up at 10 o'clock. Support for KEXC, it also comes from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering workshops in July, including Watercolor Batik with Diane, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church, and Expressive Watercolor Portrait Workshop, July 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., also at the church in Bagley. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook. Coming up, our slice of green cheese around 9:45. Stay tuned for that. Your chance to win a coupon to an area business. Also here, celebrating Juneteenth, we will be hearing music from Swamp Dog. Got a Jazz is Dead tune titled Juneteenth as well. Going to be hearing from Lizzie No, too, in just a moment. And lots of fun stuff on the way for you. Maybe getting back to the staple singers. Hard not to play them. We heard from Mavis and from Pops earlier on the morning show today, but didn't do them all together. So never a reason not to play more Staples singers. Support also comes from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, announcing the Headwaters Fiddle Camp, inviting youth and adult string musicians with at least 1 year of playing experience for a week of music, learning, and community. Camp runs Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., July 20th through the 24th. Registration deadline is July 14th. Registration available at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. And then support comes from Bemidji Brewing, featuring the release of their full Stinger variety pack, including the Peach Blonde, Topwater Tart, and Blood Orange IPA. Available in liquor stores now. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. Got that Bemidji Juneteenth information for you. It is at North Country Park today at noon, runs till 5, hosted by the Beltrami County Historical Society, Project for Change, and other area organizations. Commemorating the day federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas to announce that the last enslaved Black Americans of that time were free. There'll be story time in Bemidji, book giveaways, a history walk, and more. That is a free event. Right, back to the tunes for Juneteenth is this beautiful new folk song from Lizzie No. Big fans of hers here at KEXC, from her podcast to just her internet presence, the general way that she approaches being a musician in today's world. And her new single is called The One I Love and The Freedom Road.
Tires turning on a hot highway in the Georgia night. My passenger's still drinking in the sky. I don't know if Jesus is coming back, but the one I love and the freedom road are black. Knock you over with her hands behind.
asked me, say, are you somebody? I said, damn right I'm somebody. What do you say when I say, are you somebody?
Damn right I'm somebody.
Lynn Collins, Miss Collins, are you somebody?
Yes, I am somebody.
Well, she is. She's a lady. Thank
right
you.
Right on.
Mr. Yeah. Ray, are you somebody?
Yeah, right.
Are you somebody, Brother Pagnon?
You damn right.
You sure got a lot of grip to say that. Are you somebody, Brother Parker?
Damn right I'm somebody.
Yeah.
What about you, Assalamu alaikum? Well, Salaam alaikum. Mm-hmm. You know, we speak of love and happiness.
Yeah.
To me, happiness is Fred Wesley, playing his horn.
Black.
gotta sing when the spirit says sing. When the spirit says sing, you gotta sing right along. You gotta sing when the spirit says sing. You gotta shout when the spirit says shout. You better shout when the spirit says shout. When the spirit says shout, you better shout right along. You gotta shout when the spirit says shout.
Minnesota vocalist Mina Moore, the A-side from her terrific 7-inch released earlier this year on Secret Stash Records, an old spiritual tune called When the Spirit Says Sing. And they had a little info on that song when the folks from Secret Stash approached Mina Moore with an idea for that song. When they first kind of played some recordings of it for her, she realized she had grown up and her grandfather sang that song when she was young. She's a soul and R&B vocalist from down in the Twin Cities, and you heard her here on Headwaters on KAXE. We have a full hour of Minnesota music coming up at 10 o'clock for Minnesota Mixtape, but here on Headwaters, celebrating Juneteenth today on people-powered KAXE. That went along with Fred Wesley and the JB's Damn Right I Am Somebody, a banger from that crew. You still heard James Brown on the vocals there, but from a project that had trumpeter Fred Wesley's name leading the way. And you heard a lot of Fred Wesley on that one. Lizzie No, The One I Love and The Freedom Road is the title of the song. And in the main chorus there, you hear the final two words of that one are black. Terrific new single from Lizzie No. We have our slice of green cheese coming up in just a moment. I do want to give you a heads up, folks. You're going to have to text in your answers today. It'll still be the same number, but don't need to call. You're going to text in to win today. Support for KEXE comes from the Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids, a community hub for creative gatherings. Current programming includes gallery exhibitions, hands-on workshops, live music, and a monthly open mic night. More at parkrapidsarmory.org or on Facebook. Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets at 12:30 Monday, June 22nd on Zoom. It's an open meeting. Members and the general public are invited to attend. For more information, email comments at kaxe.org or call 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our board of directors are held the fourth Monday of the month. The board's meeting schedule is available at kaxe.org. It is time now for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to text in the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Today is a federal holiday in the United States, Juneteenth. It commemorates June 19th, 1865, when Major General Gordon Granger ordered the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas. Joe Biden signed this into a federal holiday in 2021, and it became the first new federal holiday since what day was adopted in 1983? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, text in 218-326-1234. In a more condensed version, today is Juneteenth, which became a federal holiday in 2021. It became the first new federal holiday since what day was adopted in 1983? Text in your answers to 218-326-1234. Please hold your texts. We do have a winner. Please hold your texts. We do have a winner for our slice of green cheese. You can keep texting, actually, but we do have a winner. From Jazz is Dead, number 13. We are here in the group Catalyst. There we go. Teaming up with Adrian Young and Ali Shahid Muhammad for Juneteenth. They are an LA jazz collective. Congratulations to Kate from Poposky. Correctly answered our question today first. Had a lot of correct answers, but got to it first. That Juneteenth, which was signed into federal holiday in 2021, was the first new federal holiday since what day in 1983? And that was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch our slice of green cheese every weekday around 9:45. And be sure to tune in tomorrow night and every Saturday night from 7 to 9 for our regular Green Cheese Trivia show. Christy Miller is your host tomorrow evening from 7 to 9. After that, Jay Steelwolf hosting Heavy Metal. Now, we did just hear from the Beltrami County Historical Society and Project for Change. I was just talking about their Bemidji Juneteenth event. They have announced that due to the rain and weather, it is canceled for today. So I want to share that information with you. Repeat that their Juneteenth festival in Bemidji, which started at noon that I was talking about earlier, they have canceled for today. Have not heard anything about the one in Virginia today. I will keep you updated here, although heading towards the end of the show here. So be sure to check online for more information on events around the area, as we do have rain and thunderstorms expected throughout the day. Let's get back to our tunes here, taking us toward the end of the show today. Going to hear something from the legend Swamp Dog. Here's God Bless America for What?
That we've all made. You see, kids are tired growing up, just to fight another war and singing.
Listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Happy Juneteenth, everyone. Swamp Dog taking us out. Minnesota Mixtape up next.
Look behind you. Makes you wonder where we just came from, too, don't you? Different creeds, different religions, but we're still all the same.